And we're back here at Martin Stadium, just about ready to kick this off. You've been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. And now we're ready to take on the Burke County Bears as Matt McInstein tees up the ball. Vikings ready to kick off. Back deep for the Bears. It looks like number 5, Donquell Green, and number 10, Antoine Walker. Waiting on the official signal. And we're just about ready to kick this off.
Time to let toe meet leather, Bill.
There we go. Matt McInstein waits on the signal. And there it is from the official. And game number 5 for our Lowndes High Vikings right here at Martin Stadium is underway. The ball kicked, and it's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 11 or 12-yard line. Donquell Green had run over that side. But the wind is really whipping right now, Taylor, as it's blowing this side towards the interstate. And that'll be a penalty as the ball is kicked out of bounds. So the Burke County Bears will take over first down and 10 from the 35, I believe.
Yeah, it was a real short, almost a, not necessarily a pooch kick, but it wasn't his full leg. And, yeah, you're right, the wind is blowing towards the press box. That might have had a good reason why it went out of bounds. But Burke County's going to take over in good field position.
Burke County lines up. They send a wide out to the left side. That's Orlando Howard. In the slot, out wide is number 16, Jermaine Baxley. In the shotgun is Maiton. They send one in motion. Maiton looks over to the left, makes a pass, Nate, down the middle, and right there defending for the Vikings, number 33. That is Devontae Watts, because I tell you, number 16, Jermaine Baxley was open, but Watts made a great tip to block it.
And I'll tell you what, the first players play the game, they're going deep. They're trying to take advantage of maybe a still secondary trying to get their feet under them. And good play by Tyquan Lang. And
Maiton in the shotgun again. Takes the snap. Hands off. No, pulls it back. Goes around the right side. And he'll be pushed out of bounds by our Vikings. That's Justin Evans pushes him out of bounds after about a 2-yard gain. And they will give him 2 yards. It'll be third down and eight for the Bears. They're very quickly, no huddle. They go back into the shotgun. They send two wide receivers out to the near side. Two wide receivers to the right. In the shotgun, Maiton takes a snap. Shovel pass underneath. And he goes nowhere as Matt Frazier just buries him at the 40-yard line. It'll be about a 3-yard gain. But it'll bring up fourth down and 5 for the Bears and our Viking defense. Passes the test here in this first series. And, yeah, you probably will need to do what Wes did because I cannot think and write at the same time.
Yeah, good job there staying home by Matt Frazier to get the shovel pass and is forcing the three and out here.
It's D. Daniels back deep to receive the punt. A short little pooch punt, and it's going straight up and hits the middle of the field, bounces at the 45-yard line. And the ball continues to roll back, a Viking roll, and that will end up netting maybe 12 yards on the punt.
Yeah, it was such a weird punt. It only went about 10 yards, and all the Burke County team was past the ball. The coaches were asking him to pick it up and run with it because he would have had a wide-open lane to the touchdown. You just can't practice that, though, Bill.
Yeah, there was no Burke County players around the ball, and it had started to roll back, a Viking roll. As the Viking offense takes to the field, it'll be Lance Jarrell at quarterback. At the fullback, D. Daniels. At the wingbacks will be Mike Moore and Josh Clemens. Under center, Gerald takes the snap, gives to Josh around the left side. Josh just drives, picks up about 3 yards, just shy of the 50-yard line. And that'll bring up second down for the Vikings. The spot will be at the 49. So a 2-yard gain, second down and 8.
If you're just joining us, Lowndes Vikings force a 3 and out. 10 minutes and 43 seconds in the game. Your score is 0-0.
Vikings quickly, no huddle. Lance runs around, tells everybody the play. Still the same offensive backfield. Gerald under center takes the snap. Gives to the fullback, D. Daniels, right over the middle. D. picks up about 4 yards. Tackled by the Burke County Bears is number 22. That's Andre Parrish. And that'll bring up third and not as quite many yards as I thought, Taylor. Probably third and a long 5 here.
Yeah, this is where we're going to get tested tonight. We've got to make sure we convert these third down plays to keep their offense off the field.
Lance gets the play from the sideline. both Clemens and Moore in a spread. D. Daniels at fullback. They give to Josh Clemens around the left side. They get penetration behind the line of scrimmage, and they'll run him out of bounds short of the first down. But the Burke County Bear defensive line just got great penetration, got through that offensive line, and Clemens had nowhere else to go but out of bounds. That'll force the Vikings into a punt.
Guys, not outside of number 89, Devontae Lambert for them. They're not a big defensive front, but they're extremely quick, and that's how they're getting penetration is they're so quick.
Matt Mackenstein sets a punt for our Vikings. Back deep for the Bears is Orlando Howard. He's standing about the 15-yard line, and he's backing up to the 10. There's the snap. There's the kick. And a short kick, another one off the side of the foot. Takes a good roll down to the 30 and will roll out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. And the Bears will take over again, their second possession at first down and 10 from the Viking 29-yard line. Or excuse me, from the Bears' own 29.
Yeah, 2-3 and outs right to start the game. I think we just need to settle down a little bit.
Guys, something to watch here is number 16, Jermaine Baxley for them, who they started off going to in the first play, has a big height advantage. He's about 6'3", 6'4".
Mayton in the shotgun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and goes up the middle, and he'll pick up about 3 yards, almost four. They do give him 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah,
just a read option by the quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Frazier and Stacy Wright in on the tackle there for your Vikings. Way to get a good job making the read, staying at home, making the tackle.
Now they go to their other quarterback, Donquell Green. He's in the shotgun, got two wide receivers out to the right. He sprints to the right, looks to throw down the middle, then he pulls it down, and now he's got room around the left side. He turns the corner, and it will be Devontae Watts who brings him down, and how close are we to a first down? That looks to be about a yard short. Devontae Watts makes the tackle as Donquell Green just found room on the left side. He stays in at quarterback. They had shut down the pass. 8:45 here in the first quarter, no score. Donquell Green takes the snap, gives the handoff up the middle, and that is Orlando, I believe. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Orlando Howard, and he gets the first down after about an 8-yard gain.
Josh Clemens and Justin Evans in on the tackle, and he had some room to run there. Good job making the tackle.
Again, no huddle for the Bears, and Donquell Green still at quarterback in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers out. And their tight end started, the slot receiver started to move, simulated the pass, and there's a flag, or excuse me, simulated the play, and there's a flag.
Yeah, to me, it just looked like he lost balance and fell forward.
Yeah, it really did. That'll be a 5-yard mark off. So it'll be on the 43-yard line. First down and 15 now for the Bears. Donquell Green remains at quarterback. Same formation. Takes the snap. Sprints out to the right. Got a hole, and he'll pick up about 2 yards is all. Looks like Trey Jackson in on the tackle for the Vikings.
It's not necessarily a Wildcat formation. They do have a running back in the backfield with him. They usually send three. Here they send three to the near side of the field.
And you're right. They keep Montrez Kitchens in the backfield with them. Donquell Green at quarterback in the shotgun. Now a little handoff inside as Montrez Holland picks up about 5 yards, gets to the 50-yard line, but the Vikings meet him there with a vengeance. And that'll bring up third down and 8 for the Bears.
Yeah, a little misdirection play there by Burke County. Gained him about 4 or 5 yards on the play. 7 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Score is 0-0.
Sam Washington checks in for the Vikings at that defensive end spot. Donquell Green in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Running back in the backfield with him. A little backwards pass, and Justin Evans makes the tackle after about a 3-yard gain. It'll bring up a fourth down situation for the Bears and a decision as they have crossed midfield, and they're at about the 46-yard line. Fourth and 5-4. And you just don't know. This is where you talk about. The quarterback is your punter. You cannot be too careful. Back deep for the Vikings will be Williams.
They are not in a punt formation. You got to think either quick kick here or they're going for it because he is not in a punt formation. Quick kick. And it only goes about 10 yards.
And they get a nice little roll that will bring it down to about the 23-yard line.
Those of you that couldn't see that, the punter, the quarterback, was only about 6 yards off the line of scrimmage, so you're thinking they might be going for it.
That's one of those wrinkles that you just don't know. And as you talked about, whenever you've got your quarterback as the punter, you got to be careful. Vikings offense takes to the field again. Lance Gerald brings out those Sons of Thunder. He will be at quarterback. Mike Moore and that'll be Nick Bergman at the wingbacks this time with D. Daniels at fullback under center in the traditional wing tee. In motion, we give the ball to Nick Bergman. Nick around the left side tries to make the corner. He'll get out to the 25, almost the 26-yard line. Bring up a second and 7 now for the Vikings. No huddle for the Vikings. They go strong side right this time, heavy right. Heavy formation with the offensive line to the right. Lance Gerald goes under center. Bergman in motion. They give to the fullback, D. Daniels, right up the middle, and D. has a battle for about 4 yards. That'll bring it down to about the 31-yard line and bring up third down and a long 2 now for the Vikings.
Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still 0-0. It's been a couple 3-and-outs to start the game.
Third down situation now for the Vikings. Third and a long 2 as Lance Gerald goes under center. Takes the snap. Mike Moore in motion. They give to Mike around the left side. Mike tries to find a hole, and there is nothing there.
He might have got back to the line of scrimmage there. That's going to force a punt for the Vikings.
And that will be a punt situation. As I look back here, here comes, that is correct, Matt McIntyre comes in to punt.
Back deep for Burke County, the ever-elusive number 5, Donquell Green.
And Montrez Kitchen. So the Vikings now 2 and out. Cannot seem to find the holes they need to get the yardage. There's the snap. McIntyre's kick. This one a little bit better as it travels, hits the 40 and rolls, a good Viking roll down to the 25, 24, and the 23-yard line.
48-yard punt on that play by Matt McIntyre. The Burke County Bears will take over first and 10, 5 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first quarter from their own 23-yard line.
No score here in the first quarter, and the only offense we've seen is just a little bit from the Burke County Bears so far. Viking defense. 5 down linemen. As Maitland back in at quarterback. Looks, sees the middle, and tries to go up. And he'll be stopped after almost a 2-yard gain. He'll get up to the 25-yard line.
Stop by the defense in front of the Vikings.
It's almost like they run Maitland in that Wildcat. He's looking to run there most every time he gets the snap. Montrez Kitchens back at the running back position.
Eric Torrey checking in for the Vikings.
Maitland, little pass out to the wing, and that'll be Matt Frazier in on the tackle.
Tyquan Lang and Matt Frazier did a good job recognizing the screen and making the tackle to bring up third and about 6 yards.
Both of these teams running no huddle tonight. Maitland back in the shotgun. 4 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. Third down for the Bears. They send a player in motion. The snap. They give to the player in motion, and he'll get around the right side. Finds the corner. That is Orlando Howard. And he'll be taken down by Josh Clemens, but not before the Bears get another first down. So they pick up a first down about the 38-yard line.
We just need to settle down a little bit.
We're giving up that corner, and that's on the defensive ends. They've got to stay in containment. Maitland now brings his team to the line of scrimmage. This time had a huddle. They got one wide receiver out to the left. They send another. two to the left, and now they put him in motion. That's Montrez Kitchen to the right. There's the snap. He looks up the middle, and Maitland will be tackled by Matt Frazier, but after he picks up about 3 yards. They seem to be getting that 2, 3, 4 yards almost with every play.
Yeah, and that was a design run from the start. It looked like they put him in motion, and Maitland was keeping the ball no matter what there. Picked up about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Donquell Green now in at quarterback as Maitland checks out.
They're missing a player.
Maiden checks out, and Orlando Howard has to come in. He'll come in at the tailback position. Green takes the snap, gives the handoff up the middle, and he'll be met by a host of Vikings, and they'll bring him down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
You're just tuning in, 2 minutes, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been a battle of three and outs here, 0-0.
Yeah, and the Bears have been the only ones with any first downs. They've gotten 2 so far. Third down and 4. And Green remains in at quarterback. He's got a wide receiver to his right, 2 over to his left. Empty backfield. There's the snap. He sends in motion. He looks. Eric Torrey and James Mathis just meeting right at the line of scrimmage. There's no place for him to go. And that'll bring up a fourth down situation for the Bears. 2:16 here left in the first quarter. No score. And no real offense to speak of from either team. Jordan Williams will go back deep for the Vikings as Maitland now lines up in a more traditional. Maitland lines up in a more traditional punt formation. Waits on the snap. There it is. Kicks up and good punt that time. As Jordan Williams doesn't fair catch it, but he is met immediately. But there's a flag. Not sure if that's going to be a block in the back. It was back behind the play. We'll wait and see what the officials call here.
Got a 38-yard punt by Maitland. That drive for the Bears was about 2 minutes, 17 seconds.
Block in the back is the call against the Vikings.
6 total plays, 6 runs, 1 pass. They got 1 first down there, Bill.
Bill, I was just going to tell you, the coach before the game actually pronounced the quarterback over there as Maiton. It was Corey Maiton.
Maiton. They set the ball down, the officials did, and the wind blew it away. That's how windy it is out here, folks. Vikings offense comes out onto the field. After the mark off of the penalty, they'll start 1st and 10 inside their own 10-yard line. Lance Gerald at quarterback, under center. Bergman, Moore at wing. Moore goes in motion. They do the counter play. That's to Nick Bergman. Nick Bergman finds a hole over to the left side, all the way down to the 30-yard line. It'll be a 1st down, Vikings.
What a great job on the counter play there by the offensive line, making the hole and Nick Bergman finding it. And there's some offensive production that we've been looking for in the first quarter.
That's that counter play. Works extremely well.
And again, this game, we are signaling the plays with a dry erase board.
Gerald, under center, sends Mike Moore in motion. Looks, now he's looking, he rolls out to his right, thinks about passing, but he just could not get anything open. And you're going to get a late hit on number 45. That's Christopher Washington. He had the player, he had Lance Gerald down and then kind of threw a shoulder into him as he was down on the field.
Yeah, he was the one that made the tackle on Lance, and it looked like he was just doing a little celebratory, I don't know what you call it, but it's going to be a personal foul.
Personal foul against Washington. That's number 45, Christopher Washington, a linebacker, a junior for the Burke County Bears. Just a little too exuberant, and that'll be a 15-yard mark off in what looked like a disastrous play for our Vikings. Turns into positive yardage and a 1st down. Lance had rolled out to his right. He was looking downfield for an open receiver. Did not see him, started to touch the ball and run, and that's when he got tackled by Washington.
He would have had him, but the receiver slipped on the play.
Gerald goes under center. He's got Bergman in motion, and there's going to be a flag before the snap. That'll be motion.
I think it's on them, guys. I think they might have had somebody in the neutral zone. I saw him point that away.
Good eyes, Martin. And you're exactly right. It is offside on the defense. So another 5 yard mark off, and it'll be first down and 5 for the Vikings.
One thing about Lance is on that last play, he really held the ball trying to get the receiver open. That's one thing he's been doing this year is tucking it and running a little too quick. And you got to give him a lot of credit for hanging in there last play.
Gerald checks the armband, goes under center, has Mike Moore in motion. He gives to the fullback. That's D. Daniels right up the middle, and he just runs into a brick wall in number 42. That's Derwin Butler. We talked about him as an impact player and what he would bring to this defense for the Bears, and there would be about a one-yard gain.
Brings up second and about a long four. Nick Bergman checking out.
Had a official timeout, but that was just for some equipment, and they have sent him off. They'll send in another player to replace that. Under a minute now, 49 seconds left in the first quarter. There is still no score. And we do have a timeout. Let's take it with him. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. With 49 seconds left in the first quarter, no score. Vikings with the ball, second and 4. Lance Gerald under center. He gives to the fullback, D. Daniels, right over the middle. D just picks, and he drives and drives down to a 14 or 15-yard first down for the Vikings.
And D. Daniels, one of our impact players of the game, did not let the initial contact stop him. He kept driving those big old feet, spun a little bit, and picked up about 14 yards on that play.
That'll be another first down. The clock winds. 39 seconds left here in the first quarter. Lance Gerald goes under center. Mike Moore goes in motion. A counter play, this time to Nick Bergman. Nick picks his way across the right side. He's got an open field. 10, 5, and they'll run him out of bounds.
Yeah, great job again on the counter there. I'm trying to count the yards. I can't do it quick enough. But I wanted to point out Jared Davis did a great job leading the block downfield there for Nick Bergman.
This time it'll be first and goal from the 4-yard line for our Vikings. 23 seconds left in the first quarter as the Vikings try to score here. Lance Gerald goes into the shotgun this time. Takes the snap. Gives to big James Mathis over the middle as they try to rumble up the middle. They'll get down to about the 3-yard line.
A little different look offensively there for the Vikings.
As Lance looks to the side, the clock ticks down 2-1, and that'll be the last play of the first quarter. No score here at Martin Stadium as the first quarter expires. We'll take a 60-second break. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers down on the sideline. Absent tonight is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, at a family wedding up in South Carolina. We're getting ready to start the second quarter. The Vikings have found life in that offense as it is now second and goal from the 3-yard line. It's no score here. The Vikings have had a couple of three and outs. The Bears have been able to muster up a few first downs, and now the Vikings have started to find their rhythm here in this drive.
Yeah, before we went to break there, I think I saw almost a pistol look from the Vikings with James Mathis in at fullback.
This time it's Lance Gerald goes back under center. He's got Nick Bergman, and he puts him in motion. Gives him on the counter across the line of scrimmage, and that's a touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Nick Bergman. Vikings go up 6-0 here with 11:54 left in the second quarter. And the Vikings send out the extra point team. They line up in that traditional swinging gate. It's Donquell Green lines up on the outside, and that's the key. If there's nobody on the outside, they'll go for it. If they're on the outside, they'll swing the gate. For the Vikings, the holder, number 55, Jason Crum. The holder, Garrett Fuller, as Matt McEnstein will attempt the extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up, and it's good. Vikings lead 7-0. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have taken the lead 7-0 on a 3-yard run by Nick Bergman. Vikings set to kick off now as Matt McEnstein tees the ball up. He kicks it. And this one's got some distance as Jaquin Green takes it about the 6-yard line. Comes straight up the field as he's met, and looks like Justin Evans just shy of the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 24 where the Vikings will have it first and 10. What do you got there, Taylor?
That drive for the Vikings, a minute and 50 seconds, went 90 total yards, seven plays, six of them were runs, one of them was passed, and there were four first downs.
And the best part is it ends with a score.
3-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman.
Viking defense now waits on Maton. Maton, the quarterback. He's got two wide receivers right, slot to the left, in the shotgun, takes the snap. He looks to the left, quick throw out to, that's his receiver out there. I believe that is number 16, that is Jermaine Baxley, and they pick up a quick 7 yards. That'll bring up second down and a long three.
Got a score out of Brunswick, 3-0 Cats with a few minutes left in the first half.
Maton, the quarterback. Still in the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers right. He's got a slot to the left and a wide receiver to his left. He puts in motion. Darnquell Green fakes the handoff, goes up the middle, and he's going to be very, very close to a first down as our Vikings make the tackle trying to catch that number. That's James Mathis coming up off the bottom of that pile. And they're going to call it third down in just inches. They need to make the 34-yard line, and they're at the 33-and-a-half.
Yeah, watch the snap count here.
Maton in the shotgun. Waits on the snap, takes it. Delayed run up the middle, and he's going to get the first down as he goes across the 35-yard line. They'll mark him at the 36. 10:35 left here in the first half. Vikings lead 7-0. As the Bears get a first down. Maton at quarterback in the shotgun. He's got split wide receivers. In the backfield with him is Montrez Kitchen. Takes the snap. Throws over to his wide receiver out on the left side. And Tyquan Lang will run him out of bounds. That's Donquil Green makes the catch. They'll run him out at the 40. So about a 4-yard gain on the little pass play.
After that first pass play of the game, they really haven't gone downfield that much. They've elected to throw more screens, underneath shovel passes. I guess they want to get the ball in the hands quick of their playmakers.
Maton, still at quarterback, in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the right. He sends in motion. That's Kitchens. Steps back, looks deep. Now he spreads out to the right side. He's got some open room, and it will be... That's Justin Evans will take him down, but not before Maton gets a first down just barely. He makes it to the 46-yard line, and that will be a first down. They stop the clock to move the chains, but the clock continues to run. I'm not sure what the clock operator just continues to run the clock. That's okay. Maton now in the shotgun. He's got one wide receiver to the left. Gives the handoff right up the middle. That's the Kitchens. Kitchens picks up about 4 yards.
Looks like Trey Jackson and Matt Frazier in on the tackle for the Vikings, but not after about a 4-yard gain by the Bears. And we got a new quarterback in the game, Bill.
Donquell Green. Goes in at quarterback.
Oh,
bad. Everybody moved but the center.
Yeah, you see that call last weekend?
Yeah, everybody moved but the center that time. That'll be a procedure penalty against the Bears. They'll mark off 5 yards, and it'll be second and 11. So second 11 now at their own 45-yard line. As Donquell Green remains in at quarterback.
Burke County is going left to right on the radio dial towards the south end of the field.
He sends Baxley, his wide receiver, far out to the left. Donquell takes the snap in the shotgun. He sprints out to the left and finds the little gap. And he'll get taken down by L.A. Rollins and Matt Frazier. But he picks up all those yards they lost on the penalty.
I'll tell you what, there was no doubt that that was going to be a run from the start. As soon as he got it, everybody was pulling left.
Yep. That'll bring up third and 5 now for the Bears. And Maton comes back in at quarterback. He's got two wide receivers to his right, split wide receivers to the left. Running back in the backfield with him. He sprints out to the left, tries to find open space, and does. That's Matt Frazier that pushes him out of bounds. And I tell you, you cannot stop that almost. You've got to protect the potential pass. And then when that corner opens up,
he can find it quick, can he?
He sure can. Those defensive ends have got to stay at home. 8:27 left here in the first half. Vikings still lead 7-0, but the Bears are driving.
We got too many on the field.
L.A. Rollins checks out, and we got a timeout on the field by our Vikings. 7-0, the Vikings lead. We'll take a 60-second break. And we're back at Martin Stadium as Maton is in the shotgun after the timeout. Gives the handoff to his running back, and that's Kitchens, and he'll be stopped after about a 4-yard gain, but there is a flag on the play. 8:20 left here in the second quarter. Our Vikings do lead 7-0. But as I said, the Bears are driving here, and there's a flag on that play. Maybe a face mask on Kitchens. Let's see. Against Kitchens. Personal foul, face mask against the Vikings, and that is the call. That'll be a 15-yard mark off and another first down for the Bears and puts them almost into the red zone, down to the 24-yard line. Viking team defense out on the field trying to encourage the crowd to come to their feet. Maton, the quarterback, he's got split wide receivers, two to each side. He's got Donquell Green in the backfield with him, fakes the pass, then he goes right up the middle, but it's L.A. Rollins as well as, trying to see who else that is for our Vikings, looks like number 32, Jerome Daniels on the stop.
And Trey Jackson was in there too, Bill. He was in there helping out with that tackle.
The one thing I've noticed is they're not afraid to show the pass and then tuck it and run, and they're picking up, you know, 4 or 5 yards every time they do that.
It's what they've done is a 4-yard gain here. Maton, he's got three wide receivers. He sends Green in motion. Now pulls it back in and goes right up the middle and picks up about 3 yards, maybe 4 again. And the Bears now find themselves in a third down and short situation, third and 2. 7:23 left here in the second quarter. Our Vikings lead 7-0. The Bears threatening here at the 17-yard line. At the Vikings 17-yard line. The crowd comes to their feet. Maton at quarterback. He's got wide receivers split to either side. He's got the running back in the backfield with him. He sends Orlando Howard in motion. Gives the handoff to Howard. Howard finds the corner over the left side, and he'll be enough yards for a first down, probably about a 7-yard gain, as they'll stop the clock to move the chains, and they get inside the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Bears at the 9. 6:95 left here in the second quarter. 6:55. I said 95 there.
The Burke County Bears are really putting together a drive here. We need our defense to muscle up.
Maton in the empty backfield. Sends Kitchens in motion. Fakes the handoff, goes right up the middle. This time he's met by a host of Vikings. They pick up about a yard. Well, no, they're going to mark him, looks like, close to the 6-yard line. So a 2-yard gain.
You know, this offense has an Auburn-esque style of reads and draws and quarterback keepers and things of that nature.
Play clock starts. Maton goes to the sideline. He gets his play. He's got split wide receivers to either side. He sends Howard in motion. Gives the handoff to Howard over the left side, and Howard just walks into the end zone as the Burke County Bears find the end zone here with 6:08 left in the second quarter. They cut the score 7-6 as they'll line up for their extra point. And as you said, Taylor, that was just an impressive drive that they put together right here. Where did they start at?
We'll have the drive stats after the break.
Utori Thomas, left-footed kicker, lines up for the extra point. There's the snap, the hold. They can't get it, and they missed the extra point. And the Vikings still lead 7-6. We'll take a 60-second break. And Thomas for the Bears kicks off. It's fielded by Tyquan Lang about the 16-yard line. He'll be tackled at about the 24-yard line. Slow getting up, but nonetheless, he is up.
That drive for Burke County, 5 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. 76 total yards, 14 plays, 11 of them were runs, 3 of them were passes, 5 first downs.
Viking offense now takes to the field. They still lead 7-6 after a missed extra point by the Burke County Bears. 6:03 left here in the second quarter. Lance Gerald comes out at quarterback. He goes into the shotgun. He's got Mike Moore back in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. Long pass down the field. That is to Josh Clemens. Josh cannot get there. Overthrows him by at least 3 or 4 yards. Josh Clemens had one-on-one coverage out here on the corner as he sprinted down the sidelines. Lance Gerald reared back through the ball just too long.
Yeah, that was one of our first series in the shotgun. Coach elects to go back to the traditional wing tee here.
Bergman and Moore at wing back. D. Daniels at fullback. In motion is Moore. On the counter play to Bergman. Bergman finds the corner over the left side. And he's rumbling and stumbling, and he picks up about 12 yards and a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, that counter play seems to be working very well for the Vikings, getting them off balance. Gets a first down. The Vikings are still leading 7-6, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half.
Gerald looks to the sideline, gets the play. As Taylor said, they're using dry erase boards, alternating where the play is coming from. Gerald checks the wristband, goes under center. He has Bergman and Moore in the wing back. D. Daniels in the backfield.
Oh,
the naked bootleg around the left side as Gerald has nothing but wide open space, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. What a great run by Lance Gerald on
Bill,
a naked bootleg.
Bill, you also got to mention Eric Corey downfield. Lance pointed at him. He turned around and made a great block for Lance, and what a great play and great call there.
And I tell you what, that was almost Kari Franklin-esque. The naked bootleg, Lance Gerald took that about 40 yards. Vikings are down inside the 25-yard line.
Lance Gerald gets the play. He goes under center. He's got D. Daniels in the backfield with him. In motion is Mike Moore. They give to the fullback right up the middle, D. Daniels, and this time they tackle him. And it will be, they'll give him the line of scrimmage. I thought they'd bring him back and lose a yard, but he does make the line of scrimmage. Good tackling by the Burke County Bears. They are hitting D. Daniels right around the thighs and just taking those leg drives away from him. Second down and 10 now for the Vikings. 5:02 left here in the second quarter. Vikings lead 7-6. Lance takes the snap, gives to Bergman on the counter. Bergman finds his way through the middle of the field down to the 10-yard line, and it'll be another Viking first down. That again on that counter play.
Yeah, they're really finding a home for that counter play. Great job blocking by the offensive line. Great running by Nick Bergman.
It will be first down and goal. Ball marked just inside the 10-yard line. Lance Gerald, again, looks under center. Sends Mike Moore in motion. Gives to Mike around the left side. Mike tries to find his way back up the middle, and they'll bring him down at the 5-yard line. Another great 5-yard run by our Vikings. Mike Moore gets a second and goal from the 5. Want to remind our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.com. Always be sure and stop by our website at www.TheVikingVoice.com. Lance Gerald now goes under center, and there's a flag. That could be that defense lined up in the neutral zone, and that's where he's pointing at. That'll be a half the distance mark off if that's the case. And it is offsides by the defense. They're evidently, Taylor, lining up in that neutral zone.
Yeah, that's the second or third time tonight they've done that.
So it'll be second down and goal now inside the 3. 4:10 left here in the second quarter. Clock runs. Vikings lead 7-6 as they threaten here. D. Daniels at fullback. Nick Bergman and Mike Moore in the wingback. Bergman in motion. They give to Mike Moore on the counter, and that's a touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Mike Moore. Again on the counter, this time to Mike Moore, and Mike has a wide open alley and just walks into the end zone, and the Vikings go up 13-6 as they line up here for the extra point.
Matt McEnstein checks in for the extra point lineup and swinging gate. They do bring it back for a traditional extra point.
Crum, the long snapper, Garrett Fuller, the holder. And there's the snap for the extra point. The hold, the kick, it's up, it's good, and the Vikings lead 14-6. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium as Matt McEnstein readies to kick off after the touchdown by the Vikings. Deep, deep kick to Green. He'll take it about the 3-yard line, comes straight up the field over that left side, finds a crease, breaks it as Bergman has to push him out of bounds, but not before Donquell Green gets all the way up to the Viking 45-yard line.
About a 50-yard return there by, is it Green?
Yeah, Donquell Green.
Donquell Green, that last drive for the Vikings. 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock. 73 total yards, 7 plays, 6 of them were runs. 1 pass attempt, 3 first downs, resulted in a 2-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore.
The key in that one was that long 40-yard run by Lance Gerald.
The naked bootleg by Lance Gerald, about 40 yards. And boy, was that unexpected.
Maton in at quarterback. He's got wide receivers to the left. He sends the receiver in motion, and he goes to make a break, and he slips down. And it will be number 65 for the Vikings. That's D'Angelo Edmonds credited with the tackle. It'll be a loss of 2 yards on the play. Maton still in at quarterback. He sends 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Back in the backfield with him is Kitchens. Takes the snap. Quick little throw out to the left of Montrell Green. Green tries to find a corner over here, and Josh Clemens will bring him down after he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Almost a 3-yard gain. Now to bring up 3rd down.
3 minutes, just inside of 3 minutes in the half, your Vikings are leading 14-6. But Burke County is putting together a decent drive here inside the Vikings 45-yard line.
Maton, again, still in at quarterback. Again, that where he sends 2 receivers out to the right, 2 to the left, as Kitchen stays in the backfield with him. Thinks about a little short pass out to the left. He goes running out to the left, and now that's just grounding. No, it's an incomplete pass. They didn't give it grounding. He just turned around, folks, and threw the ball with everything he had down to 2 receivers around the 25-yard line. The Vikings knock it away. I thought he was just throwing the ball away. But he did have 2 receivers down there. It falls incomplete, and that'll bring up 4th down for the Bears.
He was on the verge of being tackled.
He
did a twist and threw the ball at the same time. We thought it was going out of bounds, but it looked just on the sideline. There was 2 receivers.
Taylor, that shows just how strong Corey Mason is. He is obviously a very strong young man.
Jordan Williams goes back deep for our Vikings, anticipating a punt from the Bears. It's Corey Maton, the punter, back in normal punt formation. Waits on the snap, takes it, kicks it, and this one's going to go over the head and take a little wedge shot, and they'll down it at about the 12 or 13-yard line. So the Vikings will take over 1st down and 10 from their own 12-yard line.
Glad to see right there on that drive by the Burke County Bears. After a big kickoff return, our defense stood up, didn't let them get much other than that, and forced a punt.
Vikings will start deep in their own territory. 2:17 left here in the second quarter. Vikings do lead 14-6. Want to remind you, at halftime, it'll be the Barry Broom All-State Insurance halftime report, as it will be an extended halftime as it's homecoming here at Lowndes High School. Lance Gerald at quarterback goes under center. Daniels and Moore at wingback. Moore in motion. Takes the counter around the left side and gets across the 15 down to about the 17. And they will mark him at the 18. So it'll bring up 2nd and 4. So a 6-yard gain on 1st down. D. Daniels at fullback. Lance Gerald under center. Anthony Chandler the center. Snaps the ball. Gives it on the counter. This time they get him on the backside. It's Mike Moore had gone in motion. And this time, that was number 13, Denzel Worthen, for the Bears, said, we've seen that counter a few times.
Just inside of 1.5 minutes, Vikings not in too much of a hurry here.
Gerald goes under center. Sends Moore in motion. Takes the snap. Naked bootleg out to the right this time. He's got open room, and as he'll run, and now he turns up, and he'll be run out of bounds at about the 36-yard line.
You know,
I thought he was going to run out of bounds.
Well, I thought we had two receivers. Looked like it was a pass. Lance decided to tuck and run, got out of bounds. Did he get out of bounds?
Yeah, he got out of bounds. He looked like he was going to run out of bounds immediately, but then he turned it upfield, picked up about three more yards.
That was a pass there, guys. He had receivers out en route. But if you can run for that far, there's no sense in even trying to throw it.
Lance looks to the sideline, waits to get his play. He's got Tyler VanderZanden in at one of the slot positions right now. He's got Mike Moore in the backfield with him. Three wide receivers in the shotgun. He's got wide open Nick Bergman. Nick Bergman makes the catch. And he's been dropped down at the 5-yard line. What a great catch by Nick Bergman. He turned inward, made the catch, and he just carried. That was Montrez Kitchens for the Bears. He just carried him another 5 or 6 yards, and the Vikings get it down to the 5-yard line. 1:09 left here in the first half as the Vikings lead 14-6, and we threaten first and goal from the 5-yard line.
Great throw and catch there by Lance Earl and Nick Bergman. Got to give the offensive line credit. They gave
Lance goes under center. Sends Mike Moore in motion. Thinks about giving it off to the fullback. Now he just turns and throws to D. Daniels. A little too much on the throw as Lance Gerald was rolling out to his left. Had a little too much zing on the ball. And Bergman could not hold it. It would have been right at the goal line.
Yeah, great job by Lance avoiding the pressure. Looking for the... trying to find the receiver, just wasn't able to do it. Just inside of 1 minute, and the Vikings are knocking on the door.
Lance Gerald this time. Traditional wing T as Moore and Bergman had split. He goes under center, sends Moore in motion. On the counter to Bergman. Bergman tries to get inside. He'll be tackled at the 5-yard line by a host of Bears. As I look down, the Vikings are going to call a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break with them. Vikings lead 14-6. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. We have got 44 seconds left here in the first half. The Vikings have the ball third down and goal from the 5-yard line after a 58-yard pass from Lance Gerald to Nick Bergman.
What a great job by Lance Gerald. Trusting his pocket, trusting his receiver, airing it out 58 yards. The Vikings are down inside the 5-yard line. It's third and goal. 44 seconds left to play in the half.
They do have still one timeout left. If they can't get it in the end zone, they'll call a timeout and attempt a field goal most likely. They send Mike Moore in motion. Gerald runs naked on the right side, looks inside, finds the receiver, and the ball gets knocked away. The receiver had the ball inside, and that was Josh Clemens inside the goal. Would have been a touchdown, but the ball could not hold on to it. Great design play.
Yeah, Lance Gerald was rolling to his right. It looked like... Josh Clemens came from the backside, and coaches want to think about this here. He may let the clock run down and call timeout.
Well, that's what he's done. He's called a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break with him. Vikings lead 14-6. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. 38 seconds left in the half. Vikings lead 14-6. It's fourth down and goal from the 5 as the Vikings bring out the field goal unit in Matt Mackenstein. It will be about a 22-yard attempt. They'll spot the ball at the 12. Jason Crum, the snapper. Garrett Fuller, the holder. As Matt looks down, says he's ready. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. And it's good, and the Vikings go up 17-6 with 32 seconds left. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And we're back as Matt Mackenstein kicks off, this time over to the left side. Didn't want to kick to Jaquan Green, and the ball will go out of bounds at about the 11-yard line.
That last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock, 83 total yards, 7 plays, 4 of them were runs, 3 of them were passes. You got 2 first downs, finished with a 22-yard field goal by Matt Mackenstein.
After the kick out of bounds, it'll be first and 10 for the Bears. From their own 35-yard line, Maton at quarterback sends his two wide receivers. He's got three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. He's got an empty backfield, takes the snap, looks up the middle, and it's James Mathis. that makes the tackle. I thought he was going to tackle him in the backfield, but he gets rid of the ball and gets it over to Kitchens on a little shovel pass, but it went nowhere as the Vikings were able to just stifle that.
Great job by Matt Frazier staying home with the quarterback rolling out, making the stop on the shovel pass inside of 10 seconds to go in the half.
A little underneath screen because they had let them jailbreak in there after him. And that's going to be the last play of the half as the Vikings lead 17-6. We'll keep it right here as Marty will try and get a few words with Coach McPherson.
Coach, that was a very hard fought first half, but your Vikings take the lead into the halftime 17-6.
Yeah, we're playing hard, I tell you, they got a good football team.
They do, Coach. Of course, our offense, we've come out, we've showed multiple looks. Lance Fitzgerald's playing very well.
Yes, sir. We're proud of Lance. We just got to keep playing.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go, the words from Coach Randy McPherson. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get you some halftime stats, get you all set up for the second half, and we'll talk a little bit about the homecoming events going on here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 17-6, and we'll have the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report.